Hi, welcome back to the Chasing Tone podcast. I'm Travis.
I'm Max.
I'm Brian.
And Max is on one today. So he'll probably actually say like 160 words today.
165, I'm lucky.
Remember that time that Max did nothing but say hashtag?
That's true. Yeah. I think the last interview I did too, I was the same way. I was like, the whole time I'm like, man, I forgot to eat breakfast. I wonder if McDonald's delivers. I'm going to give you $20 to bring me a sausage egg burrito.
For $20, I will stop this podcast right now and go get
it. I ain't got no $20.
I ain't got
I'm
no
a musician.
No, you're a musician with a job.
It's true. I do have a digging.
Yeah. You should do what I do. Just
can we
coffee.
Talk about your new purchase?
We can. I've already posted
it. Why don't you get it out here while we're doing this? Do it, monkey. So I'll give a little background. So Max... He calls it his locker guitar, okay? Mm-hmm. This when he was in high school, like 3 years ago, he would put a picture up in his locker of the guitar he wanted, and it was always PRS Custom 22 or 24, right?
The 22, yeah.
So he found a Custom 24 and made the purchase. Deal. Yeah, so I'm proud of him because this is the guy that always...
It plays and everything.
It plays and everything.
Got six strings. And pickups.
Was it in tune when you bought it? Because that's important.
Yeah,
I did have one of these.
You had them tune it before you took it out of store, though.
But it's
right?
A beautiful guitar. It's for anyone that's just listening. It's a beautiful flame top.
Yeah.
Flame maple top, mahogany body, two humbuggies and coil taps.
Coily taps.
And it's got the gear. It's got a gear shifter.
It does.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't plugged in.
Oh, yeah. It does have a gear shifter, doesn't it?
Got a gear shifter on it.
It took me forever because I've only had Strats where they screw in.
That pops in?
I saw the wing bar, and it only has a smooth. I'm like, man, they forgot to put threads on this.
No, that's a gear shifter that just pops in.
Pops in, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
But what's going on?
Max's volume's low.
Max, don't forget, you got a microphone.
It's like talking back here. Like, hey,
don't forget
guys,
you have a microphone.
I'll compress it. But no, congrats on the NGD, bro.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, that's new guitar day.
Oh. That's a trading Les Paul.
Or new gear day.
MGD, like Miller Genuine Draft.
I wish.
Dude, or better known as the first beer Travis got ripped on.
Better known
to steal it from a stepdad.
Monday morning.
Oh, don't do that, kids.
Huh? Yeah, oh yeah, if there's any kids listening, don't get caught.
No, just don't do it.
Yeah.
Mine was Coors Light.
Coors?
Yep, I drank that.
It's the
I drank it warm in my buddy's garage because his dad had it in the garage. It was warm.
Diet Coors.
Yeah, and we were worried about getting caught, so I was chewing spearmint gum and drinking warm Coors Light.
To make it cold?
Yeah, no, just to cover up the smell. Yeah, yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah,
Hashtag banquet beer.
My first experience was with Mad Dog 2020. And I paid for it the next day. Several times later, I was at a friend's house, and his parents had, like, the whole bar type thing, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of clear, like, you know, scotches and vodkas and stuff.
So Everclear?
They had a lot. There was Everclear. And so we had the party while his parents were out of town, and we filled all the clear liquids back up with water.
Let me guess. You put it back in the freezer, and it froze.
No.
I did that.
It was sitting out, but we're like... We'll just drink this,
yeah,
and then we'll put
They'll
water in it.
Know.
Nobody will know.
Yeah, we did that. One of my buddies,
that was stupid.
One of my buddies, his grandparents owned a guest house on a real nice lake in southern Indiana called Boggs Lake.
Yeah,
and there's a state park and everything, but they had some clear liquors and everything, and we would always drink them and replace them with water. But one time, Jake's mother got wise to us and wanted to pull a fast one on us. So what she did was she let us have the liquor. She put it in the freezer, and then we filled it back up with water. And she came back in the next day. And she's like, "Oh, I really need a drink. I'm gonna get some of this." And she got it out, and it was frozen. She's like, "That's weird. Alcohol doesn't freeze." And we're all like, "We froze. We froze right there." It was crazy. Like,
yeah, it's probably bad. It's probably bad alcohol.
I think the first time I got arrested for drinking was on Schlitz.
First time.
First time.
Yeah, Schlitz.
Oh, God.
I was 14.
Jeez, dude. Wow.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah, and that's the only time I've ever got busted. I just wanted to make the joke, but I got busted. And that was the first time I've ever seen my mom, like, angry. She was like, "I'm not picking you up." you're staying the night at the jail.
That's what my parents always tell me. You go to jail, you're staying there.
Yeah.
Good times.
Hashtag hashtag delinquent. Come on.
Hashtag alcoholic tone. Tone alcoholic.
Yeah. Toneaholic. That's why we're toneaholics. And speaking of tone.
I was going to say, and that's how we lost all the praise and worship.
Yeah. Hey, no. Hey, I was 14. That was like 7 years ago.
Yeah.
D.
7 plus. D.
7D. Yeah. But speaking of tone, I got to give a shout out to Tone Ranger Effects. Boom. Thank you
Maker
so much.
Of the Top Fuel.
The Top Fuel, yeah. That's well, it's yeah, I think that's a new one, right?
I think it's brand new.
But yeah, they do a lot of great mods too. So yep. Thank Walker you for Texas the Ranger. For the shirt. Check them out.
Hey, Walker Texas Ranger.
Walker Tone Ranger.
Walker Tone Ranger.
Yeah.
Build you a pedal and punch you in the face with the roundhouse kick. I got nothing.
You know, I'm sorry. You know, here's the thing about we need to put the Chuck Norris thing to bed.
No.
Well, no, here's the thing.
I mean, as a has society? Is that what you mean?
No. What I'm saying is that dude ever crashed an airplane and walked away? Harrison Ford. My money's on Harrison Ford. Well, of course, he had a lot of practice from those Star Wars movies flying that airplane.
Yeah.
Bruce Lee did beat up Chuck Norris, though.
But he's dead.
He's awesome. You can't kill a legend, Travis.
Huh? I could whoop Bruce Lee in a fight now.
Probably his son, too. Mm-hmm.
But I can't take Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford, when he does push-ups, he pushes the earth down.
He'd be a cool guy to party with.
You know, Harrison Ford has never dialed the wrong number. People just answer the wrong phone.
It's true.
True. So, that's enough of that. So, I also want to give a shout-out to Abe Matthews. This dude, it was awesome, man. He sent me a whole bag of picks. And I'm showing them on the camera if you're just listening. But there are all kinds of picks in here of every shape, size, and color, texture, material. And I can't wait to go home and geek out on guitar picks. There's one in here that was like made of wood. And like,
yeah, oh, that was a cool one.
Yeah.
It had like an indentation for like your fingers.
And your index finger, yeah.
Yeah, it fit just perfectly. Who makes that pick?
Yeah, Abe, who makes that pick? Because I love it already.
That's a great pick.
Yeah, who makes that? Email Nature. Me. Travis@wampapedals.com. You know what?
We should start making guitar picks.
We should.
I've got a huge amount of trees on my property.
No, dude. Barnwood. Repurposed.
No, only one pick per tree. That's it. we scour the whole tree for one pick.
And then give the rest of it to Charles Whitfield to make one guitar. Right? Yeah, one guitar! No. Hashtag Billy Squire.
And he stood. No, that's not Billy Squire. Who is it? That's Foreigner.
Same.
Tupac's hero, man.
It's the same person.
Tupac's hero.
Two packs of sugar. Two packs of sugar only costs 50 cents.
Tupac's hero. That's good. No, Juke. Jukebox hero.
What's a jukebox?
What's a jukebox, Brian?
It's, let's see.
Hey, what? Who said that? Hey, look over here. Dun, 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 dun. Jump. That song was played on jukeboxes.
Probably.
And the reason I remember that is there was this restaurant my mom used to work at called Van Costa's in, I think, Virginia Beach. I can't remember. Somewhere in Virginia. I was little. And I remember they had a jukebox, and it was a dime. And
Wow, you are old, dude.
Yeah, I know. But I would just sit there and feed that jukebox. And I guess I was the original Rick Roller, only I Van Halen rolled. I would play nothing but Jump like 10 times. They'd give me a dollar and I'd play Jump 10 times in a row.
Those poor bastards.
It's kind of Van Halen, right? But you got to love that. I forget the lyrics, but it's like, hey, what? You, who said that? Hey, look over here. That's like the best lyrics in the world ever. You have to go back and listen to it. It's not that verbatim, but it's something.
Did David Lee Roth write that?
I think he must have. I mean,
do you write that? Like, let's see, I'm thinking of a line. Hey, you, wait, who said that? Hey, baby, how you been?
Yeah, that's right. Hey, man, how you been? Yeah, that's what it is. It's great. It's great.
You said you don't know. Until you begin.
Yeah. That's gold. That's gold.
Giving right you gold. Here.
Hit song. Hit song right
and,
there.
And the sad thing is I'm going to make way more money than you ever will in your life off this one tune. this one tune, that tune probably bought him more houses than we'll ever have cars.
Oh, man. I mean, Van Halen is huge, but were they ever like really a radio huge band until Jump?
I don't know. I'm not that old, Brian. No. Actually, I am that old.
The answer is no.
The answer is no.
No, I don't know, honestly.
You guys are the old.
And that and Dance the Night Away, that was another one that kind of got
on the
radio.
Oh, that was. Because that was in the disco era.
Yeah.
Dance the Night Away kind of brought everybody out of that disco era.
Thank God for that.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But so thank you. Oh, a cool thing about this pick thing, he wrote me a great letter, hand-signed, dude. Awesome. That's too cool. But I'm not going to read the whole thing because it is a little lengthy, but I did read the whole thing. But he basically goes on and saying how, you know, he's really into picks. He thinks that can change a lot. And then he told this story. He said, I got to spend a day at NAMM about 15 years ago with Bill Hullett. Ask Brian, he'll know who Bill is.
Yes, Bill Hullett, a huge session player and made some really great amps. I don't know if he still does, but yeah, super good dude.
Yeah, and he said an entire day with one of the most recorded musicians in history, and the only thing he looked at was picks. And I mean, this is NAMM, everything's there. And he said that kind of validated for me that something was going on there with the picks. So I can't wait to get home and try that out and annoy the crap out of my wife. You know, because I'm going to play like the same licks. I'm going to record it, and I'm going to just play.
You should film that for film. What am I? 80. You should make a video of that and put that on YouTube.
We could do that Thursday, right?
I'll be in L.A.
You'll be in L.A. Lucky, but I can still I'll still have access to that out there, won't I?
Yeah.
I can do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Make a talkie.
Filming.
Yeah, Shane, like... more speed, Shane.
More speed, see. Got to make video, see. Watch out for that girl. Got hepatitis, see. No, nothing.
I'll give it to you. Yeah.
Come on. That's I'm riffing. I'm just riffing. Hashtag Hep C.
No. Of all the hashtags, no. I'd rather have come on than hashtag Hep C.
Switch it to hashtag come on. COMON. All right, so this guy, that one actually embarrassed me.
I like
me.
How you
actually,
always spell, come on.
Well, I want people to know it's not C-O-M-E-O-N, that's square. C-O-M-O-N.
But it's hip to be square.
Sure.
Hashtag Huey. Dude, I'll admit it, I love Huey Lewis in the news. I absolutely love him.
I was quite into them in the day.
Dude.
Especially the Power of Love.
Yeah, hey, don't need money, don't need something, fame, don't need a credit card to ride this train, right? Whatever. But this guy, Gary Osborne, wrote, you know...
Ozzy's brother.
Yeah, sure. Oh, Gary. But anyway, he met Vince Gill the other day.
Yeah.
And he goes on saying what a nice guy he was and everything. And then,
But it's kind of a cool deal where, like, they're at a guitar show. Vince was just hanging out, and what did he say? He's like met Vince, like, hey, how's it going? You know, Vince is real cool to him.
Yeah,
and he knew that Vince played Little Walter amps, and he was like, hey, I wanted to check out the Little Walter guys. Have you seen them? And Vince's like, yeah, come on over here, and I'll show you the amps. So like he just sat down and hung out with Gary
and
let him play some Whitfield Telecasters and just basically just a real dude.
And here's the thing, I totally believe him. You know what I mean? And
go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I'd like to think that Vince was mean because he gave me a compliment, and I'd like to think that he's like one of those guys that's like, well, I only give compliments if I mean it. But I imagine he's nice enough to give compliments anyway. But it's still bad. You know what I mean?
In other words, you sucked.
Yeah, right. Probably. But no, he kind of validated my whole... I'm a huge Vince Gill fan. Like, he's the Elvis to my little girl. Brian actually even told him that.
Yes, I did.
He said, Vince, I want you to meet Travis. He's like the Elvis, or that little girl
like
the
his
Elvis. Yeah. And he goes, so he looks at me, he says, you like donuts? I still don't know what that means, but I love donuts. But and this is probably something I shouldn't say in front of my boss, but I was playing, I was demoing some pedals, and I was talking to Vince, and you know, obviously I'm like, do you want to play? And he's like, no, man, I just want to listen. So I started playing, and then, you know, he was cool. He's like, what does this do? What's that one do? Can I tweak some knobs? And, you know, he went through quite a bit of the pedals. And then when he was done, he was like, hey, by the way, be careful playing like that around here. And I said, what? Why? He goes, you'll wind up getting a job. So I looked at him, I said, I just got to tell these guys, I need 2 weeks notice, then you let me know when you need me.
Mr. Gill.
But no, and then like, We saw him. Here's, hold on. Oops, I just dropped the name right there. Can I pick that up? Yeah, pick that up for me. But then we were at the Little Walter Amps NAMM party, artist party. And if, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it was Randy Kors on acoustic guitar and vocals, Brent Mason on guitar and vocals, Vince Gill on guitar and vocals, and then I feel terrible for not remembering the bass player and the drummer's name. But they were incredible, obviously. But anyway, before Vince went on, he went to the restroom, and you know, I had to use the restroom, and I didn't know he was in there, obviously. But I'm walking in, and he's walking out, and I'm just like, you know, it's those awkward moments. And then, like, so we're both going left and right, and then I was like,
you use the restroom too. Yeah. We have so much in common.
But he was, yeah, we have so much in common. We should hang out, right? I know we'd be good friends. But, but no, and he remembered my name. He's like, because I was like, shall we dance, you know, joking. And he's like, good one, Travis, and walked away. I was like, you remembered my name. But no, so I mean, yeah, he was a super, super nice guy. Yeah, have you, I'm trying to think.
Have you noticed most of the country artists are that way?
Yes.
Like Jake Owen, for example.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a.
Remember that time I thought he told my wife that she, I thought he told my wife that he admired a part of her anatomy? we went to the country show, and Jake Owen looks at my wife. Show. Yeah, we went to. He looks at my wife, shakes her hand, and Jake's pretty tall. What do you think? 6'3", 6'4"?
He's big dude.
You know, so he looks down at my wife, who's like what, maybe 5'2"?
Yeah.
You know, and he says, "Nice boots." Nice. But he said it in a country accent. He's like, "Nice boots." And she looked at him and said, "Excuse me?" And I said, and I had to point, I was like, "You're wearing boots, honey. He likes your boots." Still to this day, we're not sure what he said.
But we're gonna roll with boots. Pregnant that night.
And she did end up pregnant that night. That is the night, yes. Wait a minute, Jake. If he has long, gorgeous hair, well, it still could be me.
Or if he's tall.
You know? Yeah, if he's tall, it's, we know it's Jake. Hashtag palimony. But no, most of them are cool. Brad Paisley let me put in his in-ear monitors, which was weird, but it's Brad Paisley. If he says put these things in your ears, you do it.
Keith Urban's pretty cool.
Yeah, I've never met him. I haven't, but...
That whole situation is a little different because, it like with Paisley, we just hang around backstage and he's talking gear and, you know, what I mean?
Yeah.
Only back. With Keith...
Management involved and all that?
It's so strict management-wise. So basically, like, I have to go back with the...
Road manager or whatever?
What's like the club that gets, like, the, you go up and...
Oh, okay.
It's got the place where you take the picture.
Meet and greet thing?
Meet and greet. That's what I'm thinking of, yep. So I have to... they basically give me a meet and greet pass to talk to him.
Weird.
Yeah. I guess because everything's so regimented.
Even though he knows exactly who you are.
Yeah.
You know,
he's like, hey, weird. Brian, how's it going, man? Anything new?
Yeah, you know? But he's like, yeah, we got this pedal. It's another tube screamer called the Urban Drive.
But I mean, you know, it's like a timing thing. So you got the manager there, and he's like going, okay, wrap it up.
Oh my gosh.
So I mean, it's just moving to the scheduling of everything.
Yeah, you know? I remember I had to do that one time. Well, I didn't have to, but what's her name? Gretchen Wilson, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my wife loves
Gretchen. She's a redneck woman.
Yeah, she is, right? She's crazy on you. That's a cover song, but she does that. But my wife loves her, right? So she played it 8 seconds, and you know, we got meet and greet things or whatever. And we went back there, and it was really strict the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a guy taking picture, and you could pay him money, and they'll give you the picture, right? Or whatever.
You buy the picture.
Right. So anyways, I get back there, and then... And she's like, do I know you? And I was like, I don't think so. I was like, I think we have some mutual friends. And she was like, really? And I named a couple people. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, yeah, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And she started talking to me. And management was like trying to like usher me out. And she was cool. She's like, no, give him a second, da-da-da-da-da.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was really cool. Because, but I know what you mean, the meet and greet thing. It is like, move along, pay for your picture, move along.
Meet and greet thing.
Oh, dude, I can't say the name of this artist. But basically, my buddy... Roy Westernhausen Smithson. he was telling me he went to this show in St. Louis, and it was a free show, and somebody had won tickets, I think. I can't remember, but somehow he got backstage passes for a meet and greet. And it was an artist that's pretty big, and they're quote-unquote hip, you know, and they have a new sound and everything. And And so he goes back to meet these two dudes, right? And he was just thinking, yeah, it's cool. These guys are out. They're doing it. You know, I'm not a huge fan, but whatever. But I guess these guys were just like, oh, my God, hurry up and get this thing over. You know, like, oh, we do not want to talk. Oh, yeah, great. Do you like the show? Yeah, great. Whatever. And he could tell they were just, they were just, you know, fulfilling an obligation. Mm-hmm. I've never felt that way at a country show.
I have one time, and it was whenever I was younger. Like, just I've just got into a country band, and we had somehow got backstage tickets to mm-hmm. some country fest type thing.
Right.
And I probably shouldn't say the artist, but he was big at the time.
Right.
And I was, you know, being like 24 years old or whatever, I was like, oh, wow, it's famous people back right. here. Cool. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
And so there's like this line. I didn't know it was meet and greet. I didn't know what meet and greet was.
Right. You just know you so get to
I'm
see
like, it. I'm like, oh, it's a line to do. Talk to him.
There's
cool.
no so meet
I,
back here.
I get in line and I get up to there to like his manager and him. And they're like, you don't have a meet and greet pass. Out of the line.
Oh,
and
my
like,
God.
Dude, seriously? And he wouldn't say a word. He just looked at me.
Oh my gosh.
And that was the last time I ever bought anything he put out.
Yeah, I don't blame you, man.
So, I was Zach like, Brown. That's kind of a jerk move. You
Zach
know?
Brown has an eat and greet.
An eat and greet?
Yeah, Zach he Brown actually like sits down and like eats with you. While you like you can like shake his hand and stuff. Yeah, really? He had this he had a promotion
it's like
thing.
Spaghetti or something messy, like
he had a promotion thing last year. It was like it's called like Zach Brown's eat and greet or something. Huh. They had like barbecue and beer and stuff.
That cool. would be cool.
I will say I went to a show Friday and oh, man, I hope I don't offend anybody here. But the opening act was like, it was one of those shows where, you know, the opening act just had something to prove. And they came out and they slayed. It was so good.
Really?
I mean, I'm not going to say they were better. But maybe it's because I'd seen the headlining act a few times. Mm-hmm. But the opening act, they were called the Temperance Movement. Hmm. And, dude, imagine if the Black Crowes came out today and were 21 years old and had everything in the world to prove.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Temperance Movement. Hmm, oh, nice. My gosh,
man.
Like
a cool band.
Yeah, they're great. They're
way
so great.
Historical movement. Temperance movement.
Yes, I know. That's yeah, anyways. I get it. Yeah, so make sure you put band after the Temperance movement.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're going to be big, man.
There's some of your other favorite bands that you like.
I like, that's probably my favorite band at the moment, but that's still pretty fresh. Yeah. Man, you threw me on the spot there. I like the Hardworking Americans. I like Jason Isbell.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Mm-hmm. Man, you threw me on the spot.
St. Paul and the Broken Bones.
Yeah, they're cool, you know, but for my money, I'd rather listen to Where That Came From.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they're great. Don't get me wrong, but to me, it's kind of like.
They're awesome, though.
Huh?
They're on a really good show.
Yeah. What are some of your favorites?
Oh, man. I don't know. Off the top of my head, not new stuff. I don't know.
Beatles.
The Beatles.
Of course. I'm thinking like newer bands.
Yeah, of course. Hendrix is going to be mine, but yeah.
Reliable Vintage. That's a pretty cool band.
Who?
Reliable. No, not Reliable Vintage. Who are they?
Vintage Trouble?
Vintage Trouble.
Yeah, Vintage Trouble. Yeah.
Vintage Trouble. Yeah, they're pretty
cool. They're cool. Yeah, I like Blackberry Smoke too. I like them. They're a little southern. They're about.
I dig those guys.
They're about as country as I get as far as like actively seeking out people to listen to. Mm-hmm. Like, I like country if it's on the radio, I'll listen to it, but I'm probably not going to seek out any country artists. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, and I don't mean that bad, but.
So much of it sounds the same.
Yeah, it's a lot of it's 4-1-6 minor 5.
Right.
Yep. You know, and if you guys ever want to figure out a country song, start there. And I would say, and I'm not exaggerating, I would say 4 out of 10 songs are.
Yeah,
four,
I think there's a mashup on YouTube where someone mashed up all those. And
the only problem with that mashup is it's songs that span years upon years.
Yeah.
But they could do that in 10 minutes of turning on the radio now.
We're boring
the crap out of Max.
Max is like,
I need some lunch.
You need some lunch? Lunch just makes you more sleepy.
I need fuel for the funny machine here.
Funny fuel.
You need coffee.
Funny fuel.
You need
also funny called fuel. Maker's Mark.
But also called Maker's Funny Fuel.
Makes me
giggly. Who are you listening to that's new and upcoming?
Probably Gary Vaynerchuk. Tim Ferriss.
Yeah, so.
No. I'm really bad about this. Because like I'll just put Pandora on and just let it play.
Yeah, that's not bad.
And
that's great.
Like, pay attention to who it is.
That's not bad. You know what I mean? I mean, that's what a lot of people do.
So, I mean, I'm probably really, really bad about that.
Yeah.
So I mean, there's stuff I hear, I'm like, that's a great song. But I just don't go check to see.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. See,
I like to do that with Pandora and Spotify.
Yeah.
And YouTube, really, actually. I like listen to a lot of different people's playlists on YouTube and just let it run.
See, that's why you have Shazam. You Shazam it and figure out who's playing.
Siri can do it,
too. I should, man.
Really? Siri can do it, too?
Mm-hmm. Say, Siri, who plays this? And I'll tell you. Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Did you know that you can Shazam me? I found that out the other day.
You're somebody, Shazamable.
Somebody told me that. I'm Shazamable.
Hashtag Shazam.
Hashtag Shazam. Kerblank.
Come on, C-Level.
How do you spell the last thing?
Huh?
How do you spell that?
I think it's African dialect.
Oh, I was going to say it. I was like, no.
No.
What? What? No, like the tribes, they talk like that.
I don't think they all talk like that.
Some of them. Right? See, Brian's even knows it. It's comfortable.
That's from,
That's not bad. I don't.
You're talking if you're African tribe.
Yes, exactly. Aborigines, if you will, and such.
They're not from Africa and they don't talk like that.
Huh?
They're not from Africa and they don't talk like that.
Like, who knows? I'm not cultured.
They're from Australia.
Huh?
They speak English for the most part.
Isn't that the same thing? They both start with A, they're both continents. They have a lot in common.
One's a Toto song and the other one's not.
Yeah. I mean, they missed the range there. Toto, rest in peace.
Yeah, man.
Toto's bass player.
Oh, man. LSD, yeah.
Yeah, what was it? What was his name? What was his name? What was his name?
I'm drawing blank.
He was 57, though.
Huh?
He was 57.
He was 57. Yeah, yeah, but he died. Rest in peace. Yeah. Jeff
Picaro? I don't remember the name.
Is that Jeff Picaro?
I remember being 57 and me thinking, wow,
Google
man,
it, monkey.
Google it, monkey.
Just say, Siri, here we go. No, I'm not going to waste it. But so, yeah, I can't think of any guys. Like, I've been fortunate. The guys that I've got to meet that were like the famous people, none of them have really been jerks.
There's been some that like LA NAMM, not recently, but in years past.
Okay.
Whenever I was just like a spectator going there. Not a spectator, but
not an exhibitor. Right.
Yeah. So, you know, I'd get in line and wait for the guy's autograph or whatever, or just hanging out and you see people walking around, right? And you walk up to them and you're like, dude, I'm a huge fan. And they're like, yeah, you're bothering me. Get out of my way.
Right. You know? Yeah, that sucks, man. I think a lot of that has to go away because I think there's so many artists now vying for the attention that gone are the days of the megastar.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
I get to answer their emails.
Say what?
So I get to answer their emails.
Whose emails?
Famous people. Actually, famous people's guitar techs.
There you go.
This is broke. You fix it.
Nice.
What'd you do to it? Threw it. Dropped it. Spilled beer on it. It's probably why it doesn't work. Let me fix that for you.
Yeah. You're famous. I'll fix that for you. But so, man, we didn't really talk about anything tone related though. Oh man, we're gonna get eaten alive on the YouTubes. This is the last straw for some people.
It's been a while since we did a non-tone discussion podcast.
It has. You know what? So skip this one. Skip it now that we're done.
We should put a little warning on, like, the, you know, the black screen with the white letters, like, warning, not about tone. If you're willing to laugh, skip to the Monday.
Yeah. My fault. Yeah, because this one will probably come out Thursday. Maybe we should just make that the Thursdays are like, you know what? We're drunk.
Listen, Friday's almost here.
If we're going to do that, then on Thursday's podcast, we need to do it in some little cool brewery somewhere.
Dude, how long have I been saying this?
I just found out there's one in Bargersville, which no one knows except if you live in Martinsville, you know where Bargersville is. Other than that, it's just down the road.
What's it called?
I don't remember.
It's so cool, even he doesn't know it.
Yeah, it's so hip that he doesn't even know the name of it.
From a buddy of mine named Scott Hudnall.
That's good.
And
Scott.
He's in the Blue River Band.
Yeah, I know Scott.
Bass player from the
Blue River Band. Beer. Yeah.
So anyways, he was telling about it's a local brewery up in Bargersville, just opened, and I guess they're just trying to get it going.
It's not the 151.
And I'm like, you know
it?
What they need? Marketing in exchange for beer.
Boom.
You know what I mean?
Boom.
About 10 beers. Listen, that's what you need to do.
Have you ever heard of Facebook?
Are you sleeping? No.
You take pictures and you put them on the line.
But there's a brewery in Bedford I really like.
Salt Creek.
Salt Creek. They got that cream ale that I really like.
They got a taproom in Bloomington, Indiana as well.
Who does?
Salt Creek.
Frill.
Frill.
Nice. But so I feel like I don't even need to say if you have any questions or comments, because we really gave you nothing to question or comment on.
We're too famous now.
Yeah.
I mean, how about just send us some questions?
Yeah, send us some questions, huh? Yeah. That's the thing. If you don't like things, you got a chance to fix it. Send us some questions. Send us some stuff to talk about.
You don't send us questions, and we'll just talk about whatever we want to talk about.
Right. So send us some stuff, podcast@wampapedals.com. Drop some stuff in the comments there on YouTube.
Keep it clean, people.
Keep it clean, people. Leave us a review. Probably not based off of this episode, but
actually,
other ones.
Yeah, don't
worry about the
one,
review.
Maybe next ones.
Maybe next one. So, hey, it's better than a clip show. But
it's true. Stay tuned for a week after that.
Yeah, then
at least you got your money's worth.
Yeah, exactly. You know? For Max and Brian, I'm Travis. Thank you guys so much for listening.